Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Every now and then I get notes from attorneys, and I got one here from Oren, and he picked up on something in a story that I think a lot of people might not have caught right away. It's not called out in the headline or anything, but I did a video not so long ago about how there's an urban legend that there's a surefire way to beat any DUI. And they say what you do is you keep a sealed bottle of liquor in your car, and when a police officer approaches your car and you're already inebriated, what you do is in front of the officer, you crack the seal so they can see that. Then you guzzle the alcohol and say, hey, breathalyze me, but it doesn't matter because I may have just gotten drunk right now and you can't prove otherwise, right? And so it doesn't work, but it's an urban legend, and it's been partly promoted by TV shows. There's a couple different TV shows where somebody's done that. And I, just because it happens in a TV show doesn't make it real, okay? But here we have a story out of Cotati, California. And I think I'm saying that right. Mother arrested after police chase in Cotati. Tori Gaines wrote the story. And like I said, Oren spotted the key part of the story. The Cotati Police Department announced via a Facebook post that they arrested someone suspected of drunk driving at a child custody exchange. Yeah, it's got problems all the way around, but we'll get to this. A man who was attempting to do a custody exchange reported to the CPD that the mother of his child was driving drunk. The CPD reportedly saw the woman in the parking lot behind the wheel of her green Lexus. A sergeant approached her vehicle on foot and ordered her to stop, but the woman fled the scene in her car. So she took off. Another police sergeant who was also on patrol reportedly saw the Lexus on West Sierra Avenue and attempted to stop the car with lights and sirens. However, the woman did not pull over. At this time, the woman reportedly put her hand out of her window and extended her middle finger. Officers said the woman stopped on East Cotati Avenue close to March Way, but when the sergeant stopped his patrol car behind her, she put her Lexus in reverse and rammed the patrol car. Okay, don't ever do that. CPD states there was major damage done to the vehicle and the sergeant sustained injuries. They were minor injuries, but injuries nonetheless. The woman then accelerated down East Cotati with the police sergeant in pursuit in the damaged patrol car. The woman was reportedly driving at dangerous speeds and nearly hit a motorcyclist. And it was then that the sergeant terminated the pursuit. So he stopped chasing her because this is just going to get uglier, right? She then collided with two more cars in the Rohnert Park. With the assistance of Sonoma State University police, the woman's car was located at a convenience store on East Cotati Avenue in Rohnert Park. Police say the woman then ran into the store and drank a bottle of hard liquor. The woman then began to fight with the officers as they were taking her into custody, and she later bit a police officer who assisted the investigation. Also, don't do that. So there's a whole bunch of things here you should take away from this. Don't ram the police car. Don't bite the officers, okay? And I would suggest that drinking the alcohol ain't going to help you any, but... So due to the Cotati police sergeant being a victim of a crime, Rohnert Park DPS is investigating this as a felony DUI. The woman was identified and was given a preliminary evidentiary screening, which showed a 0.2 blood alcohol content, and her Lexus was taken to impound for 30 days. And now I'm sure that as she sobers up, she'll say, but look, that 0.2%, that could have been caused by the bottle I drank right there in front of them at the convenience store. Although I don't know if she did it in front of them. But the point is that I'm sure it's the argument that she's hoping she could make. And of course, they will talk about how long it takes to metabolize the alcohol and so on. But that ain't going to get her off. Trust me. She was then booked into the county jail for felony charges on resisting an officer, battery against an officer, hit and run, DUI, and pursuit. Police noted that as the investigation carries on, more charges may be added. Her bail was set at $200,000, and according to police, she was still in custody the next day. So, what started out as potentially an alcohol-related driving offense, which, don't get me wrong, that's a serious thing, okay? It's not just a civil infraction like we've talked about before. Quite often, alcohol-related offenses are misdemeanors. Depends on the state and whether it's your first and so on. But the point simply is, that if they'd walked up to her and she's sitting in her car and they say, excuse me, ma'am, and they figure it out that she's drunk and blah, 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 that would be one thing. But to flee the scene, ram the police car, bite the officer, and be involved in a high-speed, dangerous chase, those are all very serious things also. So it went from having kind of a bad day to having a catastrophic weekend, is what this is. And as I noted, and as Oren pointed out, it looks like she may have thought, if I just get myself to a 7-Eleven, or other party stores we call them here in Michigan, but I know they don't call them that in California, if you just get yourself to the 7-Eleven and slam down some, I don't know, Southern Comfort, then they can't prove that you were drunk back then, because it may be that you're just drunk now. And one of the things that a lot of people miss on this, and I'm not sure if I've ever discussed this in such detail before, is that when they talk about someone who's drunk driving, and they have different terms for it, different states, O-U-I-L, O-W-I, O-V-I, all kinds of, you know, operating while visibly impaired and so on. And they talk about giving somebody a breathalyzer, whether it's the type they give you out in the field or the more accurate one they give you at the station, or if they draw blood. All of these things that they use to calculate what your blood alcohol content is, that is not the be-all and end-all of your case. That is not the entire case. In other words, if you come in under the limit, that doesn't mean you walk. And you've come in over the limit, doesn't mean you're guilty. What most states say is that that is evidence that can be used, and if it's above a certain point, it creates a presumption. Okay? But in many states, you can be convicted of drunk driving, theoretically, without that stuff. Theoretically. Simply because a jury could determine from your actions that you were drunk. Now, the question, of course, is how drunk were you? Because a lot of the laws do say if you're at this level, you get charged with this. If you're at this level, you get charged with this. That might be more difficult. But certainly, somebody could look at these facts, assuming they're true, okay? Let's assume for a moment these facts are true. And a person could come to the conclusion that she was drunk before she bit the officer, okay? And that she was drunk before she went into the 7-Eleven. And that certainly is something they could do. Now, most people have gotten so used to the idea that the blood alcohol content tests will get into evidence and show us a number that most people assume that that's required for a conviction. And I'm not saying that it'd be easy to convict somebody without that, but it's theoretically possible in many places. And I'm purposely qualifying that because someone's going to come back and say, Steve, did you know that in Guam it's not? I don't know about Guam. I haven't looked at Guam. But if you go read the statutes, it'll say if you do this and it's got a number, it creates the presumption of something else. And by the presumption, it means that the courts can reach that conclusion, a jury can reach that conclusion, unless you put up evidence that counters the presumption. So if they were going to try to prosecute you without that, they could. They just wouldn't get that easy presumption that makes the case easier for them to prove. And a jury might go, oh, gee, what happened? They didn't ever test the person. Why not? So point here is that a man calls the police and says, I think she's drunk. Cops show up and she takes off, does a bunch of crazy stuff, and then winds up at a 7-Eleven type store, slamming the alcohol. And the question then is, could we say that before she slammed the alcohol that she was drunk? Most people would say, yeah, obviously. There you go. So, Oren, thanks for catching that, because I think that's what she's getting at. The headline simply says she was arrested after a police chase. But I think it was better to have said she was arrested after trying that goofy trick that people talk about on the internet as a surefire way to beat any DUI. So that story's from KRON. And Oren sent it. Thanks a lot, my friend. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A man who works with his hands and his head is a craftsman. A man who works with his hands, his head, and his heart is an artist.